Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back. Joe and Evan on the Midday Show. We're live here at Zinberger. Route 10, beautiful Morris Plains, New Jersey, on just a stellar summer weather day here in May. And joining us right now is our good friend, Kim Jones. Hi, Kim. What's up?
I'm so excited to eat a Zinberger.
I wish I could eat one.
To see Chernoff, Lou, right. My guy Lou Meyer. This is his spot.
Right.
I can't wait to
Vicky's
eat a Zinberger.
Vicky's here too.
Vicky, oh, of course. Vicky's the reason
Ernie.
I'm here. I think Vicky and
Iron Staten Island's here too.
Ira's here. Chernoff's here.
Right. Right. Everybody.
But the burger is number one.
Right.
Let's be fair.
Right now it is because I'm hungry.
Yeah, seriously. The burger's ahead of Chernoff, Ted Hawes, Ted everybody.
So we actually, how about this? We actually had Mike Maccagnan on yesterday.
It was the best Maccagnan I've ever heard on the radio.
Is that
He was so good with you guys.
Yeah, he was actually laughing. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
He got Sam Darnold, Joe. He's thrilled.
Yeah,
he doesn't care what we say.
Well, he better be. Let's hope he's thrilled in 2 years. Let's hope I'm thrilled.
You got on him about Muhammad, about Bowles, about it. He handled it well.
I didn't really get on him. I just said Bowles is terrible.
Well, that's getting on someone when you're the GM and you're talking about his head coach. That checks the get on him box.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Right.
Got on him a little bit about Hackenberg because I think it's okay for him now to say, hey, I was wrong. Or I was wrong here because I know you even think it. I think you think it that maybe in a different location it'll work out for him. And that could happen. I can't rule that out, but it's clear now with Sam Darnold here, with McCown back, with Teddy here. It is not going to happen here. That's definitely not happening.
Well, and I would implore the New York Jets to do the right thing and just cut him.
Let him start somewhere else rather than one of those late August BS cuts.
Yeah, let him
where
go.
Then the guy, you know, has to hope someone gets hurt to get a chance or something. Let him get a chance somewhere else now. You made the mistake.
Yep.
Listen, they didn't do completely right by him. I get that Christian could have won the job last August and didn't. They weren't great with Christian.
Well,
so
yeah,
now
right.
just
We've never
say
even
goodbye.
Seen a guy play,
right, but
so.
So just say goodbye now.
Right.
Say goodbye.
And they should.
You know, I ultimately think that if he goes somewhere else, he's going to get another opportunity, and
he'll
never
get one more opportunity.
One more.
For sure. Yeah.
And it doesn't work out, then I think that the talent usually wins out. So then it's on him.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jets would ruin him necessarily. So if he goes somewhere else and succeeds, I think that's an indictment of this coaching staff and the way he was handled. No doubt about it. But he's got to go out there and perform.
100% agree with everything you said.
So we'll see if he can do it.
Right.
I mean, for his sake, I hope. I don't want him to be too good, obviously.
Yeah, we don't want him to be like a Hall of Famer now.
Seriously.
What a disaster that would be.
Well, if he's a Hall of Famer, but so is Sam Darnold.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have to be a Hall of Famer, Donald. Just win me the Super Bowl. That's all I want. He doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. Get me that damn Super Bowl. That's
Joe, if he does that, you wouldn't care about what any other player in the league does anywhere.
No.
Right?
No. I just, no. Why would I care?
Right. So there you go. That's your barometer. What can Darnold do for you?
I want a bowl. There is nothing else. I mean, he could be a Hall of Famer and be Dan Marino and never win one.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer. I just want a championship. That's what I want.
Absolutely. So the Giants take Saquon Barkley, and it seems like.
You called that, Kim, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you.
We did call it over and over. Yes.
Was that, in your opinion, easy for the Giants to do, or would you have thought, especially with Darnold sitting there at two and the possibility that they could find the heir apparent Eli Manning?
Not only was it easy, they admitted it was easy. So I'm going to say, yeah, it was easy. They looked at a guy that can't miss. They looked at what he can do for the quarterback, for the offense, for the defense. You know, when was the last time? There was one time 2 years ago, I think against the Bengals, that Rashad Jennings got a big first down when they needed it to run out the clock. Mm-hmm. And I can remember that one time because it never happens, right?
Very
so
rarely.
Now they hope with a four-minute game, when they need to run the ball, when they want to run the ball, they can do it.
Well, look, I mean, they have right now, with the revamping of the offensive line, with what they have with Beckham and the tight end and Shepard, and if Barkley's the real deal, this should be an explosive offensive football team, right?
No,
it should be.
And no excuses, right?
Right.
And I think the big thing, guys, is they have a quarterback – or they have a coordinator, and they have a head coach who can adjust, especially the head coach. We saw it last year with Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
He can adjust to changing parts. He can adjust to a strength that becomes a weakness and figuring it out. So I think that Pat Shurmur gives you a lot of optimism that he can make all of this work in the way you just mentioned.
Jim. Right, right.
The thing I'm curious about is the Jets loved Sam Darnold. Right, and there's a Rich Cimini had an article about how much Maccagnan loves Sam Darnold. They were going every week to watch him. He's taking red eyes back just to be in time for the Jet game. So they obviously identified that they loved him. I get the impression that a part of why the Giants took Saquon is they obviously love Saquon Barkley, rightfully so, he's a great talent. But I got the impression they never liked any of these quarterbacks.
They didn't, and they told you that by their actions and by their words.
Are they wrong about that in your
mind?
Well,
we're going to find out.
Most executives, because you're in the know here, do most executives agree with them?
Yes.
Really? So they don't love these quarterbacks.
We elevate these quarterbacks. We do it every single year, starting with the senior. Well, sometimes we do it starting. None of these quarterbacks, you could argue Mayfield, but the other three did not live up last season to the hype going into last season, let alone since then. But then the Senior Bowl comes around, the combine, and I'm part of it. We all do it. Oh, they're great, whatever. But they're not seen as can't-miss people or can't-miss quarterbacks. They're just not. In some cases, not can't-miss people, frankly. So we're going to find out. It's going to be fascinating to track because they are all different. You're not talking about cookie-cutter guys.
Yeah.
All four of them are very different from the other. You can put any two against each other. They're very different quarterbacks and people. It's going to be fascinating to see them develop. And then our subplot to all of that will be Barkley, Darnold, and how they ultimately do for their teams.
Well, and I'll say this again. Barkley could have the better career, but as long as Darnold gets me that Super Bowl win, then it's win-win.
Right, that's all you want.
And that's all I'm looking for.
I get that. Listen, to me, the intriguing thing would have been Darnold goes one, Barkley goes two. Then at three, we find out if Bowles gets his way with Baker, or if the front office and other aspects of that get Rosen.
Right.
That, to me, was going to be the drama with the Jets, and we lost out on that because –
never had to worry about it.
What was your impression? They were going to win out on Rosen? The front office would win out?
You would think so, right?
I would think. Yeah. If Todd Bowles was going to win out? So Bowles loved Baker Mayfield?
Did he?
Yes. Absolutely.
What about him was it that he loved?
The fire, the energy.
I like that.
He's
too.
What we need type of thing. And the funny thing, I said this on NFL Network, guys.
Quickly, I'm sorry. That's the complete opposite of Todd Bowles.
Oh, my God.
Right, but he knows that his team needs it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just thinking, he loves the fire and the energy.
No fire.
Todd is the opposite of that.
Well, he can't be Baker Mayfield on the sideline grabbing his
Rex
crotch
Ryan
and planting flags.
But in ways, Rex Ryan was. Rex did never grab
I don't think he grabbed his crotch. Right?
No,
Rex.
Not quite.
I don't remember
Not that we know of.
You'd remember it if it happened,
maybe,
Joe. Let's be honest.
Right.
But I think that what I mentioned on NFL Network, it was mostly, not exclusively, but the defensive-minded head coach who loved Mayfield. I find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. I get that Jackson's an offensive coach. I get that Cleveland took him, and that was a Dorsey pick and everything else, and they seem happy with it. But it was the defensive coach who said, I love his fire.
Right.
One in particular even said to me, his personality reminds me of your big defensive leader. He just happens to play quarterback.
Right.
Fascinating.
You mean
tonight.
Leonard Williams? Is that the big defensive leader?
There's not a lot of fire there.
Yeah, the very overrated Leonard Williams?
You know,
which I also brought up to Maccagnan
you
as
did,
well.
You did. I did think Maccagnan made a decent point, though, about what's been around
I understand.
Him. And I do think there's a chance for him to still blossom. It's not like we know exactly what he is, Joe. He can still grow into some of this.
Okay.
You know, the one thing, thinking back,
we'll see.
I think with any interview you do, you always say, I should have asked this or I should have. One thing Maccagnan said that the more I think about it, I'm like, seriously? Said Robbie Anderson's a good kid.
How about this? An idiot.
Is he a good kid?
I've heard reporters say that.
Yeah, but
how does this guy not show up for the court date? What is he thinking about?
His lawyer said that was some miscommunication.
Do you believe that, though?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I mean, come on.
It's tough to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I can't. You can't.
Well, he's a good kid because he runs a go route and gets separation.
right. That is dope.
He's not a good kid if he's being blanketed by defenders and doesn't give his quarterback
and he's also done stupid things on the field too.
Well, sure he has. The throwing of the helmet would be at the top.
And then
probably.
You know he's sitting there, promoting himself for the Pro Bowl. Not good.
It's the receiver position, Joe.
No, it's the diva. No doubt.
It is the
wide receiver
position.
Is diva
is.
In the NFL.
That's why it kills me when people ask about receivers, especially one in particular, number 13,
right.
About being a leader. Like, when was the last receiver you said? Maybe Hines Ward, but you
Fitzgerald,
would have to say,
maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe Jerry Rice, yeah. Maybe.
But look
there
who we're talking about.
Right,
like,
right.
You want that position to produce,
right,
to be energy, to lead the team that way. You don't necessarily need him to be a captain and be a leader.
No.
That's your quarterback. That's your middle linebacker,
right,
traditionally. That's a lot of other positions.
Right.
Your left tackle.
Right.
The stuff Joe mentioned is bad, like what he did embarrassing himself on the field, but it's the off-the-field stuff.
Oh, and of course.
I think at times when you're a GM or you're an owner, you got to have a line and say, I don't want this on my team. And it could have been an innocent mistake. It could have been that he missed out on his court date. But it's like what Sandy Alderson said, or maybe it was Mickey Callaway, about Matt Harvey, where the borderline call is going to go against him, public opinion is going to go against him. That's how I feel about Robbie Anderson. Why should we ever give him the benefit of the doubt that it was a misunderstanding
and
it was his lawyer's fault?
If he has a knee injury and can't run anymore, they're not going to give a darn that he's a good
player. No, you're right. It's all about the talent.
Sure.
It's all about – and he's cheap, too. He doesn't make a lot of money.
Right.
I think that adds to it, too.
Right. And he's not exactly helping that next contract.
No.
Either.
No.
Well, it's funny. When I read – I was at the Met game, and I see Warren out for his arrest. I was thinking the worst. I wasn't thinking he missed a court date.
Well,
I was thinking God knows what he did now.
And here's what would bother me more if I were a Jets fan. You need Stewart and Hansen.
Yeah.
Who, there were other receivers that they could have taken that were much more productive as rookies. Those two didn't contribute anything.
Not much.
Hardly. You
Not
want
much.
Them to be productive.
Well, you got
because
Thune with
those
back.
Those two they
That's
did
important.
Invest in, though.
Yep. Yeah.
So you want to say, well, what can you get from them this season? Because they gave you nothing as a rookie. And that was a rookie class of receivers last year that had some productivity to it.
Wasn't
a great class. This one's not a great class either. But they had some productivity, and they took two that didn't produce.
Well, you got a
Joe's
new one
right
back.
About a new one.
I understand that.
And he's a good dude. I mean, forget about
him. Good
talent. He's the opposite of Robbie.
And Curse is still there, so he's a good player.
Yeah, and he did a really nice job coming over from Seattle.
No, he's a good player.
Yep. Yes. And he has some leadership.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, he's not the all-pro receiver, but he, as a receiver,
well, he won
he
a Super Bowl.
Right.
He's been to Super Bowls.
And he has that experience that
he
certainly brings to that locker room, which is helpful.
And maybe they get something out of this tight end they drafted at 4 from Miami.
I know another team that really wanted him.
Is that
and a good team that was really looking
Patriots.
To take him.
Patriots.
It was not the Patriots, actually, but a really good team.
I can't
so that should make you feel good.
Yeah,
I feel good if he's good. I mean, the guy's also coming off like surgery, right?
Well,
yeah.
So who
I
knows?
I feel good about Sam Darnold. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know if he could turn out to be one of the biggest busts. I don't know. But there's like this hope, this aura of hope I have as a Jet fan that maybe this is the guy. Because as Joe would say, the Jets are due.
They are due.
They're very, very
We'll
due.
See him tomorrow at rookie camp. So
very cool.
Oh, tomorrow's rookie
camp?
Yep.
Tomorrow, this weekend. I met him at the combine.
Right.
Very nice guy. That, again,
seems very
doesn't
nice.
Always matter.
Says
but at the combine,
right
I appreciate it. Does say the right things. He and Josh Allen were like buddy-buddy at the combine.
Is that right?
So I'm sure, they'll see each other now a couple
Sam
times
Darnold
a year, hypothetically.
Sam Darnold tweet things when he's 15 years old that come back and bite him.
Oh, man. 15, though. I don't remember 15, but I'm sure I was
a complete
knucklehead at 15.
That's when the Jets won a Super Bowl. I remember.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be 65 and haven't even been back to one.
That's
a big 50.
The question is, what were you tweeting at 15, Joe?
Yeah, I was tweeting.
Well, that's what I'm worried
Believe
about.
Believe me, at 15, I wasn't even tweeting yet. Let me tell you.
I can't imagine what I would be tweeting.
I wasn't even
15.
Doing that yet. That's for sure.
It's a scary thing.
I was thinking about it, but I wasn't doing it.
You're thinking about tweeting. I'm sure you were.
By the way, how about the fact that Mike Francesa
tweeting
is on
Twitter? Tweeting in quotes.
Yes, indeed.
How about the fact Mike's on Twitter?
Oh,
Mike's on
Twitter.
Is he on Twitter?
Mike?
He is on Twitter.
Come on.
He is on Twitter.
Is it really him? It's probably Monzo, but still, there's an account that says Mike, and it's enough. It's Mike Francesa.
First three people who are going to get the app, though, are right here.
That's right.
Yeah.
The app.
Oh, I don't know if I'm getting the app. maybe Terry will get the app.
No, that,
not
that's
me.
How it works. Kim, we appreciate you coming
You're
by.
You leaving already?
Guys, well, I think EDC is coming up. I have a show on the Fan Saturday after
the
Yankees game.
What time is that?
What time
after
is
the
that?
Yankees game, 5-ish, I think.
So you know what that means? It's another day where the Yankees are sandwiched by me and you. We're both the bread on the Yankee sandwich.
There you
That's
go.
Nice.
I'm before the Yankees, you're after the Yankees.
I'm probably whole wheat bread.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's all I eat now.
That's
I can't eat white bread no more. Now I'm like whole wheat.
Well, then you
whole wheat and rabbit food. That's me.
Then you'd like our sandwich.
There you go. It's a very tasty sandwich. Thank you, Kim. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys, very much.
Baby.
Kim
All right,
Jones.
Kim, always good seeing you.
We're live from Zinburger here in New Jersey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.